You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're about to listen to Bubs by Greengrove, and we've got Greengrove himself in the studio, so stick around. This is the very magical sound of Bubs by Greengrove. And we have got Greengrove, a.k.a. Durham, in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
It's a beautiful record of Ismus.
Thank you.
Been absolutely loving it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel pretty proud of it.
It's good to hear. It's kind of the soothing sounds I didn't know I needed to hear, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, yes, my soul needed this right now. What was kind of going on for you when you made this album?
It was... I kind of started it around the beginning of the year, and I was having my summer break and had been listening to lots of ambient music. And I think for me at the time, yeah, when whatever I make is kind of like an emotional reaction to mm-hmm. how I'm feeling, and I maybe needed a bit of that ambience in my life. And as 2020 progressed, it became more and more poignant. And so, yeah, I just kept running with it and kind of eventually put together a collection of tracks that seemed to kind of fit together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and finished it in that first lockdown when I was up north.
It's been quite a special year in some ways, in that we've had projects realised from musicians that maybe wouldn't have happened otherwise. Likewise, there's been lots of projects that haven't been able to be realised too. But we're seeing that stuff that does come out, people are really resonating with on levels that maybe weren't there before, because you don't have to think about it. But having these kind of like sounds that help you through periods of isolation or strange times is something that people are really, finding significant at the moment. What kind of stuff were you listening to or sort of engaging with over this very strange year?
it's been an interesting year musically for me. I think I've been engaging with less music because I always find it hard when I'm creating music myself to kind of listen to other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been listening to lots of ambient music. Lots of Harold Budd is someone that I've been kind of like exploring the back catalogue. But yeah, honestly, like, I haven't been listening to heaps of music. I think it's been a little bit better for me. I think sometimes I need to take a break or else I get super analytical of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a boring answer, but...
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I think you're not the only person that feels like that. You know, a lot of people are saying you just have to kind of go with intuition a little bit sometimes. And yeah, over-listening to stuff can get in the way of that maybe.
Yeah. And I think kind of wanting for an emotional reaction to music when you're not getting it is just kind of, you know, it can be a frustrating process. So
totally, yeah. One of the things that I have enjoyed about this is you've got a little bit of a vocal on the Mog's House track, which we will be listening to in a couple of minutes. Can you tell us a bit about who is that and how that kind of came to be?
So that's one of my best friends, Emma Hall Phillips. We're living together at the moment. We went into the second lockdown together, and she was making a mix. She DJs under the name Orb, and she was making a mix for someone and wanted to make a track that could kind of start that mix off, like an ambient track. And so luckily we have a spare room in our house, and I have some of my music stuff set up in there, and we just went in and started making a track. And kind of like, I think it was the same kind of methodology that I'd used for the previous songs in Of Itzmus. I just kind of like set up some sounds, some kind of spacious sounds, and then got Emma to choose some of the sounds too, and then left her alone in a room for about 20 minutes, and she just did some vocal stuff. She's got an amazing voice, and yeah, came up with that.
Yeah, it's a really special moment on the album, or the EP rather, I should say. Another thing that I've also really enjoyed about this is Of Itzmus as a title is actually very, I think it very much sums up kind of the energy of the whole thing. Itzmus is one of those words that I just think sort of is kind of magic in its sound. It's got a beautiful sound to it. Feels a bit like spooky and weird. And then you find out it just means a, you know, skinny piece of land with water on both sides. I'm assuming this means it's a very sort of Tamaki Makaurau based kind of project for you. Is that, were you sort of thinking about like land and space and stuff when you were making it, or did it just seem like a nice way to tie it up at the end?
Yeah, no, I totally was thinking about that. I think that the space that you exist in when you're creating can be very important. And I did make the songs in between Tamaki Makaurau and Whangaruru, which is up north. And that is also like the place I was staying there was right past a really skinny isthmus.
Wow.
And so I was kind of based between these two isthmus, and it's a hard word to say over and over.
Yeah.
But I do think that impacted in the way that I felt and the tone that was set in the album. It's a very, being able to see the sea on either side of you is quite a grounding thing, I think. I've always found that in Auckland. And yeah, I do believe that was a big part of what helped create the EP.
You've also been working with Sun Return, which is run by Zach Arnold, and kind of sprung up this year, supporting a whole bunch of awesome local artists like KMTP, Amamelia. It seems like a nice kind of portfolio of friends to be kind of collected together with. How has that been for you?
It's been great. I think Sun Return is an amazing record label to be part of. It's so easy, and you really do have as much creative freedom as you like. Zach is just very accommodating of however you feel in releasing music, and I do think that the artists that have been brought together on the label is a really cool insight into some of the maybe more outsider sounds in Tamaki Makaurau. Yeah, it's really cool, and I'm excited to see what comes of it in the future.
Yeah, me too. It's been a really lovely thing to see those projects roll out. Super diverse in the sound, but as you're saying, it kind of has a through line of some variety as well. I'm interested to hear if you've got any gigs on the horizon, any performances that you'd be sort of planning on doing, or are you having a wee break for a bit?
I'm having a little break at the moment, which is a little bit counterintuitive, but I think there are a couple of shows coming up close to Christmas, which may have not been announced yet.
Cool.
So keep an ear to the ground.
Excellent stuff. Hey, if people want to get of Ismus, where is the best place for them to go, Durham?
Go straight to that band camp, at Green Grove Band Camp. Yep, it's up there for $7. Very reasonable price.
Very reasonable price. Hey, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about the record today. We are going to play Mog's House, which, as you said, features Emma Hall Phillips on vocals. Have a lovely rest of your morning, Durham.
Thank you for having me.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.